Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. The most important part of any building, ministry, or individual is its foundation. Though unseen, a foundation is critical and strategic. Its impact is clearly visible for all to see. So, where is your foundation? It matters the foundation upon which your life is built. You must have God's perspective and revelation to navigate this life. How much confidence do you have in the Word of God? It is the only sure foundation to base your life upon. There is a direct connection between the confidence you place in God's Word and the results you see in your life. Building a foundation on God's Word is the single most important element of a victorious Christian life. In today's message titled Everlasting Foundation, evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that God's Word has to be the foundation of everything a Christian believes.
Jesus Christ is our everlasting foundation, and we cannot put down any other foundation for ourselves. Put another way, you will not stand on any other foundation besides Jesus Christ. Don't start off with Jesus and then start building your own way in your own agenda and then asking God to bless it. Jesus Christ is our firm foundation. The Apostle Paul, speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the Corinthian church, said this: "By the grace God has given me, I laid the foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." This recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11. You don't just say, "I have a firm foundation, so I am secured, I am relaxing." Not so, my brother. We build on foundation. God's Word is our foundation. Let's reflect on what this means for our lives today. Look into God's Word and find His faithfulness, His wisdom and direction for your life. When you face the storm of life, setbacks or crisis, where do you find your footing? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Where is your foundation? What happens when your life is built on a foundation other than Christ? Life without faith in Jesus will not stand the storms of life. As believers, our foundation must be on the truths of Jesus found in Scripture and nowhere else. If we build our lives on something else, we will be defeated. We cannot stand. Jesus tells the parable of two foundations in Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 to 27, and I know that many Christians are familiar with these verses. And he said this comparing the differences between the sand and rock foundations to people who hear my words and do them versus those who hear and do not do them. Jesus Christ, speaking of a person who hears and follows him, described it this way: "He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat violently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." So he said from verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7 that, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Verse 26, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Build your life on the Word, my friend. He is the Word. Christ himself is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to tell you today is that build on the foundation laid out for you for a better future. God laid the foundation of your life before you were born. He has given you a foundation to build your life on. And that's his word. His word is everlasting foundation. God's word is not going anywhere. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away, says the Lord. Christ has laid the foundation, so embrace your path of life. There is a foundation already laid for your life. We are supposed to build on that foundation. The Bible says in Psalms 139 verses 13 to 16 that, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." What a wonderful scripture. God is marvelous. He is so wonderful. So build your life on the foundation God has already laid for you. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." That's the foundation God laid for Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." That's Jeremiah 29:11 that many are familiar with. And this is a foundation laid for you and me. We are seen, known, and loved by God. God has given us scripture. He's given us his word. And it's a constant reminder that we are not alone or unknown. He cares about the people he saved. "For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So God planned your life. He laid the foundation before you came out. God is the foundation upon which we build our lives. He is our source of protection and strength. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell." That is from David, you know. "Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident." And that's a scripture we should base our hopes on. God is our source of protection and strength. How do we build on this foundation that God has already laid for us? We do that by having intimacy with God, by having fellowship and relationship with God. David said, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." That's what we're supposed to do. We need to connect to our source. Connect to your source. God didn't just save us that we could go to church or do ceremonies or rituals. but he saved us so that we could come back into a place of connection, to a place of intimacy, to a place of fellowship that is satisfying the deepness of our hearts and of our being. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said. For we are also his offsprings. That's recorded in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. So God is the environment of our success. We are his offspring, you know. In the book of Genesis, when God created heavens and the earth, the Bible says that when he created the beast of the field, he spoke to the earth. He said, let the earth bring forth all the living creatures. Then when he created the beast of the sea, he spoke to the waters. He said, let the sea bring forth all the living creatures that shall be there. But when God created you and I, he didn't speak to the earth. He didn't speak to the sea. He spoke to himself. He said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. Therefore, what we can see is that whatever you come out of is the environment where you thrive and succeed. The reason God spoke to the earth to bring forth the creatures of the earth is because that's where they succeed. A lion succeeds in the jungle. The reason he spoke to the sea to bring forth those creatures of the sea is because a great white shark succeeds in the ocean. He succeeds in the sea. You cannot take a lion from the jungle and put it in the ocean. It will drown. And you cannot take a fish and put it in the jungle because it's going to die. And so the environment they came from is the environment where they succeed. And it's the same with you and me. We come from God because God said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. And then God brought forth man. He breathed Adam out of himself and put Adam into that body. We are God's offspring. We come from him. We derive our origin from God. It would be just as ridiculous or impossible for man to succeed outside of God than for a fish to succeed outside of water, or for a lion to succeed outside of the land. It would be just as impossible. So God is the environment for mankind's success. He is our foundation. When we are in him, we can live, we can move, and we have our being. We can succeed, we can thrive, and we can have abundant life. So John chapter 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. It's the same concept we get from Genesis and in Acts chapter 17, verse 28 that I read. That word abide means to be held. It means to remain as one. And it also means to continue to be present. I like that word to be held. We must allow God's foundation to hold us. God is not going to hold us down and force us. But those who are connected to him are building on solid foundation and are abiding in God. God wants to embrace us. He wants to wrap his arms around us. He wants relationship. He wants fellowship. He wants connection. He wants contact. Therefore, build on the foundation God has created for you. Build your life on his word. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you don't have a strong or solid or everlasting foundation to build your life. Now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I understand that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.